Tonight. Good evening. My name is Frank Allen with Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference. I would like to formally introduce my new co-host, Angela Farrell from North Carolina. Together, we will both introduce topics that interest the targeted community as a whole and other phenomena that will have an effect on the entire population, as last Wednesday evening's broadcast on 5G did. Tonight, Angela is going to present a segment on Todd Giffen. Go ahead, Angela.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. And I'm going to present a segment on Todd Giffen. Well, I didn't realize that, Frank.
Okay.
I don't know much about Todd Giffen except that he is right now located in Seattle in pretty much what we would call jail. He is in a psychiatric ward. I don't know which one, but I think I can find out, unfortunately. Trying to reach Dr. Farber, who cannot, for some reason, connect with him. And, you know, even though, you know, Todd and I have had our time, if somebody's preventing a communication from not happening, Dr. Farber's end and on Todd's end, you realize that there's something interfering with that communication. So that's not right, you know. Let's see, what about Todd that you wanted me to talk about, Frank, other than that?
Well,
did you want me to give information?
I just want to add to that. The lawyer is Jim Gottstein, and he is a psychiatric rights attorney, and he fights for victims that have no mental illness. There is a petition that Kelly Wallace has put together. Now, her email address is humanrights29@fastmail.com. And I will repeat that. That is humanrights29@fastmail.com. If you would like to speak with Todd personally, this is the site that you should visit. And it's http://corelinks.com. corelinks.com. And his ID number is 5221424. Now, I've been told by Kelly that this number will not help you to try and actually reach him at the hospital/prison. And that prison part really brings up a lot of anger with us, because there's another case that I just saw the email on where this has happened again. And it's been happening again and again and again. Like, somebody could come here right now and grab Angela, grab myself. I don't know. This country is really acting strange. But thank you, Angela. You handled that quite well. You missed an email, I think, that I sent you. That happened.
Well, yes. This one where, you know, that he was in prison, that he was in prison, and he has been there since 2018, November and December. Is he in the hospital, or is he in the state penitentiary?
He is actually, this particular place is both. It is hospital slash prison. So they actually put you in a prison and get away with calling it a hospital, or vice versa.
Right.
But the bottom line is, you get treated like you're in a prison. So
right, like a psychiatric prison, kind of where they would say that people who have problems that are just too hard to handle on the outside, right? Or if you're found guilty because you're of insanity, you might go to a place like this.
Exactly.
Okay.
100% correct. So I'm going to bring that up throughout the broadcast over and over. And if we have anybody that would like to call in and express their feelings on this, all you have to do is go to the Republic Broadcasting website. It's republicbroadcasting.org. You can call in on the 800 number, and you can get to speak with Angela or myself, and you can share your opinion as well. And while we're right at this particular juncture, to receive a copy of our newsletter, all you have to do is write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the subject line, type newsletter. And you can also visit our site at https://targetedmassachusetts.org. And you will also find a lot about Republic Broadcast Network there as well. So, Angela, did you want to start with MK Ultra?
Well, sure. I'm sure that many of you out there listening could be vets and people who have information and just know a subject matter like MKUltra is a kind of a government undercover study program, and just the name of it might make you kind of queasy or have chills, but MKUltra actually is still going on. MKUltra had 149 sub-projects, apparently, and tonight Frank and I are going to trace the history of MKUltra itself together with evolution to more complicated systems, what they're doing now. EHS, or electromagnetic hypersensitivity, is what targets should be calling themselves. So EHS, I don't think we're going to say, hey, we're all EHSs, but we might say we have electromagnetic hypersensitivity. So if I walk into my PCP, primary care physician, I say, doctor, I believe that I am suffering from electromagnetic sensitivity. Let me kind of, he'll say, what's that? Believe me. And then it'll go on. They might know what it is, but they're going to play dumb.
They have to start.
So it's what the target. Pardon?
They have to start learning.
They start learning. That's right. You know, maybe some of them really don't know. I mean, in the past, I've had four PCPs, primary care physicians, and the last one, the one I have right now, he needs to start learning. But the last one I had prior to him, I went in a lot of pain, and I presented information to him that was concrete, credible, double biased, double blind studies. And he threw up his arms. He laughed at me. He just laughed at me. And then he said, get out of my office. I'm not doing this. And I don't know what he wanted or thought that I was doing or wanted him to do. But I was dead serious. even more serious than he even had an inkling. I wasn't speaking, you know, so these doctors, they're not home crying on a holiday because they're in pain, at least not most of them. Their job is to help us, and they're not doing it. We could call ourselves radio frequency sensitive, you know? I guess it's better than a targeted individual or a V2K victim. It does sound more credible.
Yeah, I just...
It does sound more credible.
I just wanted to bring up... You didn't say, hey, Frank. I just wanted to bring up the fact that psychologically, targeted individual sounds wrong to begin with. Because psychologically, it singles you out as an individual. We have to come up with something else. Now,
well, so does PERP. I'm sorry to interrupt, but these labels are labels. They're all labels. And labels are up to the individual to decide rather than the collective to say, this is what you are and this is what you're not. And if you choose a label, fine, choose it. If you don't choose a label, you shouldn't have to choose a label. Frankly, I don't mind you discussing labels, but I'm a little sensitive to labels because people use labels to box people in to limitations quite often. I'll pass the mic back.
That's a very good point.
That's true.
Thank you very much. That's why I love doing this show. And it's because we get input from everywhere. And that's what makes it. That's what's made this call for years. And
sometimes it's hard not to be, to become frustrated. And that's when you do become frustrated, I imagine Todd probably was not talking to the physician in a way that was, I don't know, maybe he was just mad. And after a while, you go in and you're in so much pain, and it's been happening to you, and you're so frustrated because you have a label on your chart, on your medical chart, that you don't have the right to bear arms, and you don't have the right to hold a quote-unquote sanity card because somebody put a little stamp on your medical records. They're giving us labels. They're doing it to us. Now, that little stamp could be, who knows? It could be, like, anything. It could be a little red check or something. And I understand the label thing. I've never asked a doctor or told a doctor I was a targeted individual. I've always gone in with, I have these symptoms or those symptoms. But it says the norm is for that individual to be dispatched to the local or state hospital for evaluation. If you use the words targeted individual and V2K. And the process can be lengthened to an indefinite period, years. Often 24-hour suicide watch is attached for the first day or they call it different things. They call it 302. They call it
a
lockdown.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. The things that you're saying are really rubbing me the wrong way. Otherwise, I would be much more polite. And I'm hoping this doesn't spiral into more of a disagreement. But to be blunt, if you're going to talk about MKUltra, you need to be very clear that you're not the facilitator of the person doing the brainwashing. The things I'm hearing from you, talking about you in a general sense to all of us, puts people in categories, puts people in a I can't explain why I'm frustrated, and it is Mercury in retrograde. Thank you for not getting upset that I'm interrupting, and I'm sorry.
I'm
very frustrated with the speaker, Frank, and I'm willing to mute myself now.
Okay, that's...
Well, I apologize for that. Do apologize for frustrating whoever it is that I might be frustrating. I do apologize. I'm just giving some basic statistics on if you go into a facility, these things could happen to you if you use these two words. They happened to me. Right, and just happened to Todd.
Seeing the fears, I think I was frustrated because there was such an overshadowing, this is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be for you. You have no choice about it. And that's just pure pessimism. I don't wish to have only pessimism. There's too much of it. I'm muting myself again. Thank you for listening.
That's true. We need to be optimistic. And really, I think that the way that you can handle it is hard when you're in a lot of pain. I'm going to say that right now. And I feel for anybody who is. Because to be optimistic, when you walk in to a physician's office or you want to get help in anywhere in a hospital, putting that optimistic smile on your face sometimes is really hard to do. And if you don't use the right words and you're in this program, we're just out there trying to help. It happened to me and it happened to Todd. And I would say it could happen if you don't use the right language. All right. So let's move on to the end of the Project MKUltra. Okay. So for a greater understanding of the process of MKUltra, you must understand that, if you will, V2K is, thank God, was a canceled as a project. And this occurred in 1973. By Richard Nixon. All right, Richard Nixon, he did something okay. Anyway, the project never died, though. And I know that's not being optimistic, but it's still out there. There's still government studies going on right now. And that's, I think, why we're doing this show, right, Frank?
That's right.
So, you know, according to the literature, and there's some really good literature out there, some really sound facts. This is called Silent Sounds and Supercomputers. It is now possible using supercomputers to analyze human emotions with an EEG pattern. Okay. And, all right, so there is data out there, and this is called Mind Control is the name of this study. It's called With Silent Sounds and Supercomputers. The mind-altering mechanism is based on a subliminal carrier technology. It's just another way of saying what we've been saying the whole time. The Silent Sound Spectrum SSSS, sometimes called SQUAD. This patent was developed by Dr. Oliver Laurie of Norcross, Georgia. He has a patent. It was dated October 27th, 1994. And I'd like to read you just the first paragraph of what it says. I guess we can do that when we get back. Ellen?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We were talking about the MK Ultra, which that should be at least something positive that we have to talk about. But unfortunately, it really never ended. And it didn't, because we still have this thing called remote neuromonitoring going on, and it's just increasing and increasing by the billions and billions and billions of dollars that our government is putting out, as well as other governments are putting out, to do studies on brains like yours and mine. The thing is that if we complain that we have pain because of the remote neuromonitoring, they will not address and tell you, well, guess what? You are in a, you're actually in a study. You're in a university study, and there's nothing I can do about it, because if you complain, I have to add you to a list of complainers. Actually, I have to add you to a list of adverse events. And one person on an adverse events list can really do some damage to a study. So I can go, you can go crying all you want, and they don't do anything about it once you're in a government program. It's here, and it's here right now. And it's this guy right here that I just talked to you about a minute ago, his patent for this silent sound spectrum is dated October 27th, 1992. And the abstract for the patent reads like this: a silent communication system in which non-aerial carriers in the very low or very high audio frequency range, or in the adjacent ultrasonic frequency spectrum, are amplitude or frequency modulated with the desired intelligence and propagated vibrationality. Now, this is it right here. For inducement into the brain. For inducement into the brain. Typically through the use of loudspeakers, earphones, and transducers. So this particular patent needs loudspeakers, earphones, or transducers. We know those aren't always needed. The modulated carriers may be transmitted directly in real time or may conveniently be recorded and stored on a mechanical, magnetic, or optical media for delayed or repeated transmission to the listener. According to the literature, it is now possible, using supercomputers, to analyze human emotional patterns, EEG patterns, and replicate them. Then store these emotion signature clusters on another computer, and it will silently induce and change the emotional state of the human being. Every emotion you have, every thought we experience, they produce evoked intentional little electrical impulses firing into the brain. They've targeted individuals for experiments. And as we know, our brain cells expand, they heat, expand, they go back down, they heat, expand, until you eventually, what, get cancer? What is this? What was this, cancer? I mean, what is this? You know? Okay. Frank, do you want to expand on this?
Yeah, I'm going to go back just a little bit to synthetic telepathy. And I'm going
to. I have to put it over to you. This thing stuff kind of makes me a little mad.
Yeah, it shakes you up. Well, in 75, they, go on. Did you have something you wanted to add, Ange?
No, I that's why I asked.
Yeah.
That's why I said, unless you want me to keep talking.
We'll get used to this, trust me.
Okay.
You know what it is?
No, it's fun.
The overlap is such that the voice canceling just takes you right out of the picture, so you can't like chime in, and so it makes it a little difficult. But we'll work on that with some adjustments. Okay, synthetic telepathy. In 1975, I'm going back all the way there for a reason, and I think you'll appreciate the reason. In 1975, researcher A.W. Guy stated that one of the most widely observed and accepted biologic effects of low average power electromagnetic energy is the auditory sensation evoked in a man when exposed to pulsed microwaves. Now, additionally, this is why you are not hearing television. It's not pulsed in the same manner. These waves are actually pulsed, and that's what makes them work. So he concluded that at frequencies where the auditory effect can be easily detected, microwaves penetrate deep into the tissues of the head, causing rapid thermal expansion at the microscopic level.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, my name is Frank Allen with Targeted Massachusetts, and we're back. And we'd like to once again talk about Todd Giffen, who is being held against his will at the SeaTac Hospital prison facility. His doctor is Dr. Farber. And he has his lawyer's name, or was his lawyer's name. I think he has a new lawyer now. It's Jim Gottstein, psychiatric rights attorney. And he fights for victims that have no mental illness at all. And the person you want to get in touch with is here with us tonight. She just got here. Her name is Kelly Wallace. And I'd like to give you her email first. That would be humanrights29@fastmail.com. Okay, Kelly, would you like to say a few words about Todd's situation? Kelly. Unmute yourself. Start there. Go ahead. Kelly? Okay, I guess we lost Kelly. But this is what we're running up against. Okay, Todd Giffen is in SeaTac Hospital, and he has very little hope right now. So we need to get him some hope. And if you write Kelly Wallace at humanrights29@fastmail.com, she has a petition. Okay. Now, I put that petition in the chat here a while ago. And let me see if I can find that. Angela, you want to take over for a couple minutes while I look for that? I think that would be instrumental.
Sure thing, Greg. Sure thing. Yeah, I hope we do get Kelly back. Oh, gosh. She sounds like she could really help people like me. I know it sounds... If I heard this and I had never experienced it, I would think, wow, that's... I don't know if I believe that or not. I'd probably turn the radio station. But I really hope that you give me a chance, because some of this stuff has happened and has actually impacted people's lives tremendously. Frank was talking regarding into 1975 about synthetic telepathy, and the researcher's name is Dr. Guy, A.W. Guy. He stated that one of the most widely observed and accepted biologic effects of low average power electromagnetic energy is the auditory sensation evoked in a man when exposed to pulse microwaves. Okay, Frank may have gone over that. But he concluded that at frequencies where the auditory effect can be easily detected, microwaves penetrate deep into the tissues of the head, causing rapid thermal expansion, and that produces strains in the brain tissue. And also says an acoustic stress wave is then conducted through the skull to the cochlea, and from there it proceeds in the same manner as the conventional hearing. Okay, so that's what they refer to when they talk about synthetic telepathy. But there's also something called biological amplification. And biological amplification uses microwave band frequencies. Basically, with these microwave band frequencies, if you're exposed to weak low frequency fields, and radio frequency fields, there are many others, of course, but some of them can, these frequencies can be tweaked, you know, it can, and that they can go up and down, of course, you know that. And this, and says the fluid between adjacent cells, then the membrane potential voltage across the membrane can modulate the action of hormones. Obviously, I'm reading this. Antibody, neurotransmitters, and cancer-promoting molecules are at their cell surface receptor sites. Cell cascading. Google cell cascading. So that's a new term that I have not heard. And then there's something called silent sound technology. So these are all parts of just ongoing... the ongoing studies that they are doing right now. Silent converted to voice MF, hypnosis, can be transmitted using a voice frequency modulator to generate the voice. It is a steady tone near the high end of the hearing range. 15,000 gigahertz, if I'm saying that right?
Yeah.
Plus a hypnotist voice varying from 300 to 4,000 gigahertz. These two signals are frequency modulated. The output now appears as a steady tone like tinnitus, like what I have. I have tinnitus. I don't know about you guys. But with hypnosis embedded. The FM voice controls the timing of the transmitter's pulse. So these things are done to us. If you're not Mr. or Mrs. Tech, and you get a high ringing in your ear, or you're hearing something in, like inside of your head, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're losing your mind or you're crazy. It could actually be something that's going on with frequencies around satellites and cell towers. And you really do have a right to your sanity. So I think it's great that this girl is coming on to help people who have this loud tinnitus and voiced skull is what we call it. But actually hearing voices that are like coming in out of your head instead of going into your head. And people do hear voices. Don't know exactly what the percentage is in the United States of people who hear voices. I'm sure there's people who hear voices who are absolutely off their rocker. But there's also people who hear them that all of a sudden it just came upon them. And, well, there was actually a show on 60 Minutes, I think it was on 60 Minutes. They did show the auditory effect. So very, very, very easy, very simple. They can do it anywhere in an office these days. An ENT can pretty much do it. So does anybody have any questions so far or want to comment? Does anybody ever had any experiences like this where they've heard these loud noises? Okay. And another thing that I can mention is cloning the emotions. This is what kind of scared me. According to the literature by Silent Sounds, Inc., it is now possible by using supercomputers to analyze human emotional EEG patterns and replicate them. Scary. And store these emotional signature clusters on another computer at will, silently induce and change the emotional state of the human being. Yeah, and you know how they're changing the emotional state of the human being? They're causing them pain. That's what they're doing. Probably ranting on the radio. But it's not an emotion. I mean, I don't know, is pain an emotion? I'm crying. Look at her. She's always whining about something. Well, yeah. I feel like I got hit over the head by a hammer. You feel like my brain's on fire. Not to mention my boob, my spine, and my butt. But, you know, hey. Keep that smile up. You got to go out there and dance. We have to do what we have to do when we're healthy. And this life does go fast, so try to make the best of it.
Okay.
Until somebody finally decides to help you.
Hi. Yes. I'm actually in a little bit in the dark here because I've lost a screen or two here and there, but I just wanted to mention that we actually have the company that makes this stuff. And believe it or not, I don't know how many people out there have heard of Silent Sound, but there is a company, Silent Sound Incorporated, and I know where they live. Okay, so let's work on that. I want to make sure they're in the same location and they haven't been taken over by someone, and we'll go from there. And the reason I wanted to go back to 1974 and 5 is at the very end it says it is obvious that receiverless radio, which is okay, the human is the receiver, receiverless radio has not been adequately publicized or explained because of national security concerns. That's what I wanted to get out there. And as far as who owns Silent Sounds Incorporated, it's a Mr. Edward Tilton, and he is the president of Silent Sounds Incorporated. And he is the one, or his company, makes the S-Quad. Now, this is in a letter dated December 13th, 1996. So a lot could have happened to that company. It could have been taken over by DARPA, but I just got my hands on it, and I'm a researcher, and I'm going to dig and dig and dig and keep going down those rabbit holes. And that's what we have to do to make this work. And I've also found many schematics by the German government. I mean, we send this technology with all the details. We make up tapes and CDs for the German government, even the former Soviet Union countries, with this silent sound, all with the permission of the U.S. State Department, of course. And the system was used throughout Operation Desert Storm in Iraq quite successfully. And so it makes you wonder about your government. Now, what is your government doing? I heard in the chat that the U.S. is the only one that has a population plan. So we have to figure this out. Now, they will send the technology everywhere. Everyone knows about it. And yet we can't get at it. And we're citizens of the United States. You know, we're taxpayers. We've paid to have our own butts put in a sling. So that's ending. And it's ending with the start of programs like this one. And it's ending with a lot of research. It's ending with activism. It's ending with people like Ella Free and Matthew Aaron, who are putting billboards all over the world. They're in the UK. They're in the US. They're in Canada. I think they're even in China. So,
all right.
They're going all over the place, and they're spreading the word. And we're getting a lot of people. I've got emails from Iran. I've gotten emails from Turkey. I've gotten emails from all around the world, and it just flips me out when I see the addresses. And I open it up, and the guy's from Iran, and he's on his way out of Iran because his government is frying him. And that those are exact words translated. So, Mr. Edward Tilton, president of Silent Sounds Incorporated, is going to get a letter, or the current president. But this has to stop. Okay? And
you know where he lives, Frank?
Go ahead, Ange.
You know where he lives?
I have an address, but
he lives. Let's go meet him.
Oh, definitely. I think if we're not going to go where he lives, okay? That's his private dwelling, okay? But you can go to the company. There's no law against that. Stay away from his house and his private life. But his company, he could be unknowing of some of the things that are going on within his company, like so many others.
Yeah, but if there is a program, which I'm told that there is, and if there are certain people that they put on these lists, and then they place them in the program, and this is part of the program, then really, how would he know how to even go and help someone getting out of this? Is only a small piece of the program, right? It's a large, well, I shouldn't say small. It's a large piece of the program, but it's part of the program.
Exactly.
Right? Or no?
I mean, there are mind reading devices. Alan Yu, I believe his name's Alan Yu, he's a lieutenant colonel in the Taiwanese National Defense Department. And he said that the United States has not only developed an operational mind control machine, but has also distributed models for use by allied countries. And this is what I was just speaking of. and you state that such machines pose a great threat to human rights and the American way of life. He calls the device just simply mind-reading machine. I don't know what that is in Chinese, but it comes out mind-reading machine. So you write that there are two sources of information detailing the existence of the mind-reading machine. The first evidence was in the 70s. Okay, so this is crazy. We've been separated from this information too long. This information is all coming out. As I mentioned, I believe I mentioned, the Massachusetts Institute for Technology has developed a laser system that does everything that the microwave system does, only better.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
I just got on the call. I can't stay awake. They got more and more to sleep nonstop when I'm not even sleepy. But I don't know. This is probably way off the subject, but I need to really find out. My phone is so weird. I have an Android, Samsung. I can set it on the couch beside me or anywhere I'm at, and the camera will come on sometimes. When it comes on, every time I move it, there's a green pattern, not like little squares. And it depends on where I move it to, the pattern changes. The screen, you can't take a picture of it. I got my husband's phone and tried to record it. And I did get it recorded, but we can't send it. His phone won't move, do nothing with the recording at all. But it's, I can actually set it on my leg and it'll have a dot. I've never in my life seen nothing like it. It's just a green pattern that every time you move it, it's different. It may be three dots to one side, a dot at the top. It may be all in the middle in a triangle. Has anybody ever heard of it?
Would you repeat that again for me? I just did not quite get the gist of that.
I can't either. It's I can set my phone on the couch beside me, like at 9 if I'm sitting there, and I plug it up to charge. I can move my phone around, and it's a black screen, but whenever the camera comes on by itself sometimes, there is this pattern. It may be, it's little green dots is what it is, squares like. If I move the phone, say, to the right, I might have a square at the top, maybe two beside it or down below it. If I move it in a different position, I might have a triangle that comes up in the middle with several different little squares, you know, all the way around. It's just green dots in my phone on my camera. Try to take a picture of whatever you call it, you know, with my phone. To catch it, you can't. I got my husband's phone and recorded it, and it showed up. But his phone won't let me send it or do anything with that recording, and it maybe even be disappeared by now because a lot of stuff disappears off the phone. Has anybody ever heard of it?
I've heard of things disappearing off phones because on my own iPhone, I lost not contacts numbers, but I lost the names. So picture the contacts that I have without the names. It's taken me 6 months. Get those back. So it's really
That's actually how mine began, how we found out something was going on. I was thinking it's been 4 or 5 years, but it's only been maybe 2.5 years that I've been in this. But what happened was we were in the sheriff's office telling them about, you know, everything being hacked into in our home, and a text message disappeared right there in the cop's hands. And at first, yes, she was all, you know, wondering and wanting to get it to SLED, which nothing ever came of anything. We got our stuff back from SLED because We didn't know what was going on. We thought we were being set up with something. But anyhow, I've never seen anything like a pattern show up. I mean, the camera just come on by itself. I'll be sitting there and it's like I touched it. Well, I didn't touch the camera, and then I got this pattern. And everywhere I move it, it's a different pattern. And I can be sitting on the couch. I really hadn't tried it anywhere else. I just can't figure out what it could be. Another phone's hacked, but why the pattern, you know, on a camera? And the phone's charging usually when I do this, and I've just found it, and I'm not sure if it does it without the, you know, charger or not. But I'm so curious as to what this is doing. And they've been, you know, working on me pretty heavy for probably the last month since I found these calls and started talking to people. It's been really bad.
We're about to end our segment. When we end our segment, we'll be more than happy to come over there and answer your call.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted and everything. I just, like I said, I just got on, just woke up, and it's been puzzling me, and I just didn't know if anybody had ever heard of it.
Yeah, I have, and I will definitely discuss it with you. It's
all right, thanks.
Sure. Okay. Thank you people so much for listening in. This has been a truly wonderful night. And as time goes on, we're going to uncover more and more information. And we will all learn. I hope more people call in and ask questions. I hope more people call in and volunteer.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, that has helped us along the way and that has given somebody like Todd or myself a smile. We really appreciate it. And everyone else can too.
Hey, can I help? Can I help?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.